Yo, welcome back to another podcast for this Saturday, which basically it's Saturday already, so today I have a guest, and his name is Alex Wonder, and he owns Federations for Row Wrestling, so, but before we get him on, we are going to play a little bit of music, but it may be annoying, but enjoy. I'm gonna choose my own songs from now on. Never mind. Okay, let's start the show. Okay, now please welcome Alex Wonder. Let me guess, this is your first time on a podcast and you don't know how to speak.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, just act like there's nobody and we're just having a normal conversation. Because literally, there's nobody. Okay, so, let's start off. How is it going with your feds? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's kind of like those numbers who are from AGW. Speaking of AGW, by the time this episode of the podcast comes out, it's going to be the day of the pay-per-view. So,
yes,
what are you looking forward for?
I may or may not be returning, but by tomorrow you'll find out the answer.
Yeah, well, I know we're going to have our first Universal and World Heavyweight Champion crowned.
Yes, sir.
As everyone knows on this podcast, based on the two first episodes, I am in the Universal title match.
Yes, sir. You won the Royal
Rumble. And, today we did have a house show, and since one of the contenders for the World Heavyweight Championship is banned, Loud did say that he wanted to take the spot. And so as for the new title coming out. So, is there a new title coming out?
Yes, tomorrow. There is a new title to be released tomorrow.
So,
I'm excited for it.
Well, here's another question for AGW based on just a question that I have. What are you, like, have you made the hardcore title already? Because people have been asking sometimes because they can't see it at the entrance. Because I do remember you used to have a hardcore title, like, it should be like a skull, right? Shouldn't it be like a skull? Last time I remember, it was a skull on the title.
Yes, no. Okay, so that was actually our temp belts. While I was updating our belts, we needed temporary belts. So,
Well, yeah. Okay, well, enough. Let's stop talking about AGW. We'll leave that for our pay-per-view tomorrow. And let's get on to Online Championship Wrestling, OCW. So, today, y'all were moving arenas, right? So my question was, like, what was the problem?
So we were set for the show. I had finished all the updates, and the issue had been we got exploited before the show started. I'm not gonna say his name just for pause, just for like.
Oh yeah, I did see some exploiters when I joined, when you left AGW for the house show.
We had gotten the game.
Yeah, I know. And then Roblox had that update with the cleans and stuff, and it messed it up.
The cleans were an issue. I wasn't supposed to change them. We were supposed to have someone else who was.
So then y'all moved to the other OCW arena, which,
to the old OCW main arena, which I just quickly did a few updates on so I could add me to the admin script, so we're on our way to the show.
And then, yeah. As well as I became the... What was that title? I just forgot. You were AFK at that moment. Like, you were AFK. You're doing something to Kayla something. You're doing, like, a power...
We have special animations.
Yeah, those special animations, you kept doing it on her. Yeah, that's what... But, like, when I won the title, you were, like, AFK. So, like... It was kind of brutal. I guess I put too many... Huh?
Did you win the actual title?
No, I won the actual title. Like, the actual title. And it is confirmed by the owner of OCW. What's his name? The CEO, except with an F in it. Whatever that's called.
Deca.
Yeah, Deca. He confirmed it. He said he's gonna change it. He gave me the title, everything. That was easy, basically, because, you know, I threw too many thumbtacks in there because I wanted to finish early.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more aggressive with thumbtacks. I don't grab anything else except thumbtacks. I mostly grab thumbtacks. That's how I keep eliminating people from a hardcore Royal Rumble. Every time you hear a person die, that's me putting people into thumbtacks.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you've heard the new news, but I do plan on releasing Dylan Brown Tech version.
A what?
Dylan Brown Tech, so it's an updated version. I've made my own weapons.
Oh, right. I've heard about it. You said that you were going to update it with, I think it was Combat Zone Wrestling, if I'm correct.
Yeah, so OCW's teamed up with me to help me with that, so that's my project that I'm working on that now.
So, basically, are you leaving AGW with Loudy? Because some of us have been missing some of those shows because we've been trying to get some AGW shows on as well.
The problem is we need someone who's active. We need a new CEO. Dragon's getting all booked. Until we get a new CEO or COO, we can host shows.
I guess Dragon plays too much bass. When you left, he played too much. Like, he trolls people. I think Loudy should become CEO, or maybe you should stay CEO and let Loudy just control the shows.
Loudy does. Loudy's the chairman. I'm just
You're just a creator, basically.
I'm head developer and the CEO, but because none of them actually have the mental stability to actually do.
Yeah, control. So... Is there any other feds you're in? Because, to be honest,
I'm in the inner circle.
Okay, yeah, inner circle, of course.
Alcadema, that's someone else's fed. That's if you have, like, over 200.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Team Muzu? Is that a fed? Is that, like, just
team
a...
Team Muzu, yes, I am Team Muzu.
Okay, yeah. So y'all are like a UFC thing? Just basically clean fighting in UFC style. Like a UFC.
Team Muzu is no longer active. We've stopped.
Yeah, I've seen that y'all aren't active too much. Like,
it fell apart really fast, which is a shame because it was doing so well. If we continued skyrocketed, we would have been a great fed, but...
Yeah, so, I know OCW is one of the top feds in pro wrestling, actually. Because I know ECW that has the ECW Friday Night Genesis is really skyrocketing. Literally has more attendance than a bunch of our feds. ECW. So it's kind of like, it looks like the opening of AEW, like the sign like AEW, except it says ECW, and it doesn't look like the original ECW sign. And it has like Monday Night Raw and NXT and SmackDown, but they're like, so like Monday Night Raw would be Monday Night Renegade. Wednesday would be RXT. No, Sunday's RXT, which is some weird way. And Friday would be Friday Night Genesis, which is basically a variation of SmackDown. And based on those shows, they have high, like, they have over 20 people in each arena on their shows.
Yeah, I just don't do feds anymore.
Yeah, so, well, I have some announcement for like me and Angel, because me and Angel at the house show today, we became a official tag team. So since we're an official tag team, there's not that many tag teams in AGW, so who are the tag team champions again? I think it was Loudy, AAR. AAR was the champion.
They lost.
To who?
I don't know if you were there for that show. You must not have been.
I think, was it the show where you F5 me right after when I was doing a promo?
Probably.
Yeah, it's probably that show because I do remember staying around for a little bit and then I remember they said that they got beat. But the people who beat them aren't on, though. So they may have to just relinquish those tag titles because they're not on as much.
Yeah, I think that's what Loudy's plan is. They don't show up tomorrow then.
I guess we should do AAR versus a tag team because there's not that many tag teams right now. I only know that me and Angel are a tag team. I also made I have my new outfit. So.
Yeah. Which looks sick.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the old Finn Balor one. And then using the Skype trunks from AGW, from that. Like, I can't wait. I can't wait to just hold that title. I know, I like to know the time because, you know, Kayla is asking me because she wants to come and support me on that match. I know Loudy said somewhere around, like, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. He said somewhere around, like, he said 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. But it's not going to be, pay-per-views are never at 7 o'clock. And they're not at 6. They're usually at 5 through, like, 3 through 5. Like, those are, like, regular pay-per-view times, and they're not really take too long. I'm not going to stay up all day.
Yeah.
So, I say, since you're the owner of the Fed, just make it official and just say, like, somewhere around, like, 3:30 or something. Usually, people don't, we, like, nobody can go outside, basically. Nobody's busy. Well, he actually listens to you, so maybe you should actually ask him. Depends.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And also, let's see. Oh, yeah, we still have a little bit of time left. So, this is one of my, like, longest, ones because, man, Angel really, he can't even talk. Like, every time I ask him a question, he's like, let me think about it. Like, it took, like, I was like, man, just stop. Okay, I'm just gonna stop this. Because he takes too long. Like, he freaking takes too long. And, like, I told him don't take too long because it was, like, 9-something. But, like, since today's Friday and literally nobody can go on the streets anymore, so, yep. Ugh. Okay, so let me go back to OCW. So,
OCW, yes.
Okay, so, what are we planning here? Because, what's that?
So, I was just found out that Sunday is the official paper.
Sunday? For AGW or OCW?
Yeah.
So it's Sunday. This Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh. Shoot. I am a champion and I may need to defend that title.
Yes.
Yeah, I can be there Sunday. Yeah, I can be there Sunday. I'll be good. Right. Yeah. And when is our... Okay, let me shift back to your really successful Fed, CZW. Let's get back on that. So, that's been skyrocketing. Like, you're getting one member each day. So, when is our first pay-per-view?
I'm not too sure. I haven't decided yet.
Like, I know I'm, like, me, August, and... I know that me, August, and, what's his name? Are supposed to fight for the first ever, champion, CZW TV. Wired TV Championship?
Yep.
When is that? Is it going to be at the pay-per-view?
Most likely. I don't think I want to crown a new champion at the out-of-house show.
Yeah.
It's really unrealistic. I did for Loudy, but that was because it was the first championship, and I had to get that title out there.
And you also had to give Loudy a chance. And basically, the CZW Wired TV Championship is basically my rematch since... Like, I only lost to him because, like, I already thought, why am I going to become a champion if I already have this title match on Saturday. Even if I lose, I want to give this person a chance, even though he's like 10 years old. Yeah, so I technically lost on purpose. I was, like, mostly on those, like, battle royales and stuff, I just annihilate more than... I know I eliminate somebody each time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm like the Kobe, Brock Lesnar, Kingston. Like, every time we do those rooftop battle royales, somehow when you delete the roof, I'm in still alive and I land somewhere. And as well, how I was saying, like, Brock Lesnar in the Royal Rumble, how in the hardcore Royal Rumbles, I'm like, please do me first, because, like about this week when we did that, like, I already annihilated him in, like, 5 seconds. And I was like, Alex, bring out the next person. And then Loudy was like, already somebody's eliminated? And then I did that to the following 4 people until they started thinking, hey, let's team on this dude. Yeah, I actually died. I actually killed myself. Because when I eliminated him, he brought me with myself, with him. So he died first, and then I died first. So everyone was like, why is it quiet? And then I type in the chat, like, because I eliminated myself. And yeah, so that was weird.
The rooftop match is definitely one of my favorites. The song, as well as Aurora, I think they're very two good death match types.
I don't like that glass match, because really I got cheated out of that one. I got lagged out, because when I was facing that guy, he literally yanked me out of there. Like, when he BR'd me, and then you made the red floor, like, I knew I was gonna lag out of the ring, so.
Yeah, it does tend to be very laggy.
Yeah, I don't think we should do that one again. And I don't like the one with the pole match as well. I don't think that was really fair, because I actually people were knocking him off the thing, and it still didn't, like, it standed still. So, yeah. That was... And there was 2 people on it, so that may need to be fixed. Like, I don't think we should do those anymore to determine.
I think I'm going to do a tag team pull match. So how it works is there's 2 on each side. No, just 1 on each side. So 1 on one corner, 1 on the other corner. You and your teammate have to get 1 contract before the other does while fighting each other. So it's almost like a...
Yeah, so you can't just go looking behind, though. Because sometimes they do that. So, like, it can't be instant grabbing. So, yeah, I guess that is kind of stuff we've done. Wait, hold up. I think I do have 1 more question. Hold up. What are you doing? No, my sister. Hold up, I'll be back. I'm back. Yeah, my idiot, but still loving sister is turning on the TV too loud. But it's a good thing I have a soundproof recording studio. And this is basically where I play Roblox most of the time. Anyway, so... Anyway, what was that question I was going to ask you? Hold up, Mike. Okay, so... we all know that that sometimes you may go out of rage sometimes, and the 10-year-old is basically the most one who rages about it. And by the 10-year-old, I mean August. Hello?
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, so basically August, every time he's like, don't eliminate Alex, because I know, because he knows that you're gonna do something. Like, I was like, just leave Alex to me, because I mostly eliminate him every time we do this, so.
Yeah, for the glass match, it's more like a rage thing. It's just because there's someone on the top, and there's another person on the bottom. And, like, what are you supposed to do? I can't really do anything there, so I just end up ending the match there and, like, just call it a no contest.
Yeah, but then August just acts like he wins every time, and people get annoyed. So, that's why you don't trust people on commentary every time. So this is what I had to do when I'm in the Hardcore Rumble. This is what I have to do. I literally had to tell him to get out of there. And if they don't, guess what? I sit on commentary too until the next person comes, and I eliminate that next person. But last time, they just started camping at the announce tables. And it's a good thing that you lock the announce tables from going straight at them, that you have to go through the corners. Though people have found out that already, so.
Yeah, I gotta fix those invisible
ones. I say, like, keep them, but do the sides, though. The sides to get into the commentary, though. Because people can't just go camping into those. Because, like, in those, like, Rumble matches, they literally try and cheat, and then they sit on the commentary tables, and the TDs never work on them. So, yeah, this is actually one of the most interesting podcast episodes that I've done, because this one I'm releasing tomorrow, so I'll put the day. So I'm recording right now. I'll release it probably in the morning. I will also put a, you can see my other two episodes on Spotify. I will put the link in there, and I'll also put the link in Roblox, and I'm gonna try and put it in the Dizzy, in both Dizzies. And I would appreciate it if you also watched it, and also please download the podcasting app that I'm using, because it's really good if you want to do a podcast. Also, I'm actually earning money already. By you pressing that, I'm actually earning money. So, like, I have 2 cents. So, I earn 2 cents every time a person presses that button. So, I can buy two Robux with that. Okay, yeah. So, I think I do have a question for OCW. So, here's the thing. So, they said it was official for the championship I won, but I'm gonna go check the group right now, but they haven't really changed it.
What do you mean?
Like, they haven't changed the group wall yet. Like, when I go on a Roblox, it still doesn't say I am the champ, one of the champions. Because,
wait, what championship did you win?
The breakaway championship.
You beat a guy named Dan.
Mm-hmm. I think. It was a triple threat. Was it a guy with the kendo stick who walks in through the crowd with a kendo stick? Yeah, because, like, I already wrote in the chat saying that, yeah, like, I already in the group, I was rank fans, I should have been on the roster already, but they still wouldn't do it, and I already won the championship, so I would probably be ranked that one. And I think Dan was the guy who walked in with a kendo stick. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's him.
Yeah.
I'll check. So I'll be back. So, thanks for coming by. Well, guys, everyone, well, yeah. Also, guys, go subscribe to Alex. Alex, please tell them your channel.
I already did, but I'll say it again. The original Alex.
Huh?
The original Alex Wonder.
Okay, guys, go follow that. I'ma whip your ass. Just kidding, okay, people? Okay. Anyway, let's end it off with that song that my sister requested to play. Which I'm gonna get annoyed at, but I'm gonna play it anyway. I'm probably gonna get my sister to be on here anyway. But she's not into real wrestling. Well, she is, but she doesn't do it that much. Anyway, Alex, are you still here? Alex. Anyway, guys, time to play the song. Also, Alex, please stay on the call after the podcast.
Alright.
So, I'm gonna mute you. Okay, guys. Have a great day and listen to the song.
If you tap now to watch a short video, you'll receive 30 minutes of ad-free music. Yes, really. If you tap now to watch a short video...
Oh, sorry guys, I need to end that.